At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Welcome, everyone, to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. There is so much talent. It's just amazing in the state of Minnesota, not just the Twin Cities metro area, but the state of Minnesota. And I love this hour. So let's get started. First of all, I am excited to introduce to you to some, and many of you already know this name. He is joining us tonight. I would consider him a friend. His name is Michael Bland. And of course, he has a connection with Prince. He was the drummer for many years, and he's been talked about a lot this year since it was Celebration 2022. And it was all about Prince. It was just beautiful. Now, the breakout R&B and soul band called Urban Classic is led by this drummer, Michael Bland, featuring the singers of G-Sharp, Mark Lichtai, and JB, and the bandmates Tommy Barbarella, Ron Long, Jeff LaCron, all of them returning to Crooner's Super Club for their fourth major engagement in the main stage on Thursday, June 16th at 8 p.m. Now, the band debuted at the Crooner's in January of this year. For tickets, all you have to do is go to croonersmn.com. So now you got all that information. Let's talk to the brilliant Michael Bland. How are you, sir?
What an intro. I'm doing real good, Geraldine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I missed you, man. I missed you this weekend. And I know you are busy and you're doing so much. Most people don't know all that you do and all that you know. I find that out from different people. They'll say, oh, yeah, Michael Bland is cool. He's a great drummer. But you are so much more than that. And I want to talk about what's happening at Crooner's for sure. But tell us or at least share one thing with us that people don't know about you.
Wow. I don't know what they don't know. I play other instruments. I play a little bass. I play some keyboards. I've done a fair amount of production over the years and some co-writing with some people. But it's hard to say what people don't know. I mean, they don't know. They don't know.
Yeah, and that's the way you like to keep it. That's the way you like to keep it, no doubt. Okay, so here's the thing. You have been playing, and many people know your name. You have been considered the best drummer, not just in our country, but beyond. And many people have talked about that for many years. Yet, you're the quiet one. You're not the one that's, you know, screaming at people, oh, I need to work, or I need to for people to remember what we do and all of this stuff. You're not that guy. I don't hear that about you. But I do know that you're very smart. A lot of people don't know how smart you are and that you have so many more gifts and talents that a lot of us don't know. Why do you keep it a secret? At least for me, you keep it a secret.
Speaking of being smart, I just let you go ahead and tell it all. That was the smartest thing I've done in a long time. It's just let you sing the praises, Geraldine. So I don't have to. I don't know. I mean, I'm 54 years old, or I'll be 54 next year. And so I guess I came up in that generation. You know, my father was always quoting Kennedy with ask not you know, what the country can do for you.
But what you can do for our country.
Yes. You know, if you're black and you grew up with, you know, in this country, I mean, if you were alive during the 60s or the 70s, right, all of that, the cultural phenomenon of, you know, do what's right or do, you know, have a sense of civic responsibility and some concern for those around you, and don't be so, you know, concerned about, you know, what you're getting or what you're not getting, you know. And I guess just, you know, in the realm of the spirit, I guess I always have felt like my generosity has been my protection. I'd much rather be the person creating opportunity for others than seeking it for myself, per se. And it's just sort of worked out that way. I don't know really how to explain it. It's just one of those, you know, miracles of life that, you know, we either understand or we don't. You know, the phone doesn't ring all the time. It doesn't for anybody. So, I mean, I have the same, you know, concerns and considerations as the next person. I guess I just don't let them dictate how I feel about it. I don't let my emotions guide my decisions professionally or, you know, when I can, privately.
One thing people don't know much about when it comes to Michael Bland, the Michael Bland, is that you actually took on a few proteges and taught them and worked with them. And some of them, I know one of them for sure, has become one of the best drummers in town. So, you know, there's so much that I don't know about you even, and I've known you for a long time. So
yes,
in that sense, go ahead.
Listen, there is not one person who has ever seen or heard the Steels who, I mean, I guess there's so much talent. When y'all step into the room, there's so much talent that you really just, you know, you're ready to be of service. That's what it is that the fellowship is the music. So I guess we don't really get to conversate or, you know, converse, you know, or dig much deeper than that. But how you play music together also tells the story of who you are, you know?
That is so true. So who would you say then? Define for us who you are. Define for us who you are today. Come on, Michael.
I'm trying to be honest. I guess.
No doubt.
I'm trying to be. I'm just trying to find it. I don't know, really. You can't catch me off guard, Gerald, and I'm all a flutter.
I got to put that on social media.
I love music. I you know, and it's been a blessing to me in my life, and I like to share, you know, my gift with others, and I like to share other people's gifts as well. So, I mean, I don't think I'm that complicated. I just do what I feel is right and just play with the people who I have to say the least to get where I'm trying to go, I guess.
Right. Well, you know, you've put together this R&B and soul band called Urban Classic, and you are the leader of this band. Tell me about the type of music you're going for. I know it's an R&B and soul band, but I know that you are also probably introducing far more than that to this band. So tell us about it.
Oh, no. It's a very simple premise and a simple situation. How much time do we have?
I wish we had more.
Okay, well, I'll try to cut this case as quickly as possible. You know, once the pandemic hit and everybody got really isolated and separate, it gave me personally a lot of time to go through somewhat of a catharsis, you know, just try to, I know who I am as a musician, but as a person, as a human, it gave me a lot of time to sit and reflect because there's nothing else really to do. And during that time, a lot of great things happened and some tragic things happened. We lost Billy Franzi last May.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been playing together with Dr. Mambo's Combo for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I really think that having that happen and missing certain people, and also the fact that the city is just so small that there's never any how do I explain? I just really was seeking out people who love the same music I love and who I had missed during the pandemic, people I couldn't see or get out to see or had lost contact with. As you well know, I mean, I met Tommy Barbarella on a Steels gig. So, right. You know, and he's incredibly busy. He's got so much going on. It made me feel bad to call him and ask him to join me in this project because I know he doesn't have the time.
What?
He was the one I wanted. I wanted Barbarella.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, you are so loved, Michael, that those that have worked with you before, I don't think they would hesitate to say, yeah, I'm here. Don't worry. So
Yeah. People say that, but, you know, I mean, it's not until you actually call a person and ask them, do you really know, how seriously to take that notion or that idea? And so I called everybody I wanted, and everybody did say yes. G Sharp had been, you know, in retirement, raising his son Kingston and just being an at-home dad. Mark Lichtai had retired from R Factor and, you know, whatever else he had going on at the time. And I had lost touch with these people even before the pandemic started. And so it gave me some time to think, like, wow, I really want to do something. I can't really – I mean, I'm still a member of Dr. Mambo's Combo, but I'm sort of in a respite, a hiatus. You know, I just needed some time away from that routine. I'm getting older, staying out till 1 o'clock, in the morning, and all that night activity. It's like I'm in my mid-50s now. I don't want to be out so late. You know what I mean? Can you relate?
I know exactly what you mean. And I have to tell you, this Urban Classic, a lot of people are asking questions about this band. Michael Bland has this band called Urban Classic. So what should people expect when they come to Crooners coming up on Thursday, June 16th?
Oh, well, they should expect high-level entertainment at a decent hour. You could be home by 10 o'clock. That's what I'm gonna say. We do like a straight 90-minute set from 8 till 9:30. Specifically on this date coming up on the 16th of June. It'll be 90 minutes of a lot of classic soul and rhythm and blues music. I mean, Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, the Stylistics, Lou Rawls, we're doing it all.
And, you're giving me chills, brother. You're giving me chills. And, of course, we want people to know that they can come down to Crooners. Are there still tickets available?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if people want to know where to go, just go to croonersmn.com. croonersmn.com to get your tickets. I am going to try my best to be there. I've got some other stuff around that, but I'm really hoping if I only get to have a half an hour with you guys, I'll be happy. I'll go home thrilled. So look for me that night, would you?
That would be a blessing in my life. If I see Geraldine Steele anywhere, that is a blessed day.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I want a hug when I see you, okay? I'm going to look for
it. Absolutely.
All right. I love that you joined me tonight. You can join me anytime. Thank you so much, Michael Bland. We miss you.
Thank you, Geraldine. Thank you
so
much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Don't forget,
okay, bye.
Thursday, June 16th at 8 p.m. Don't miss it. 90 minutes. Get it done. We'll be back.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Welcome back to Center Stage, everyone. I am so excited to talk about Prime Productions. They are presenting The Roommate, the play featuring acclaimed actors Greta Oglesby and Allison Edwards and playwright Jen Silverman's dark comedy about an unlikely pair and self-reinvention. And they are joining us tonight. Hello, Allison and Greta. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Oh, my goodness, Greta, I haven't heard your voice in so long. All of a sudden, I just started smiling. And Allison, it is a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Nice to meet you, too.
Okay, The Roommate. It is quite different than what some people know about it. Tell us how this came to be for Prime Productions. Do you know?
Someone told us about the play. It had a reading down in Louisville, I think about 4 years ago, and someone mentioned it to us, so it was sort of on our radar. But Jeremy Cohen over at Playwrights Center was the one who said, you should take a look at this play. And we did, and we started pursuing the rights, which took us a little while to get because it immediately struck us as a play that was really perfect for Prime.
Were you immediately excited about being a part of this? Because I know that there were so many challenges during COVID with having this piece put up. You guys worked hard to get this up and going, and now it's already open. It goes until Sunday, June 19th at Mixed Blood Theater. So now people can finally come and see it. Greta, tell me about your role and how people have said to you, this is what I see in you, or I know a part of you now. Because it amazes me how theater can convince people that the person we are acting out is us. It usually isn't. Tell us about that.
Right? Oh, my God. Well, I mean, I really had to be convinced because I am never cast in comedic roles. And this is such a wonderful big fat comedy that terrified me, and I just thought, you know, I'm not that comedic gal. So for it to be offered to me, I was a little bit gobsmacked by it. But I thought, and as an actor, I love a challenge. I love a challenge, and this show has challenged me in so many ways. But I have risen to the occasion, which I, you know, thank God I always do, because I'm like, this show is not going to punk me. It's not going to do that. You know, so when it was offered to me, I thought, okay, it's a comedy, it's a big fat comedy. Can you do it? Yes, you can. So I'm so glad to be a part of it. When Shelley approached me, oh my God, it's been like more than 2 years ago now, because, you know, of course, nobody knew COVID was going to come and, you know, and gut punch us like it did.
Right.
So thank God, you know, and I mean, both Allison and I could have been, you know, cast in other things, but just, you know, as the way fate kind of works, we were supposed to be together doing the show. I'm so excited about it. I'm so happy that Shelley trusted me, you know, with doing something comedic. And I'm elated to be doing something that is kind of out of my normal kind of box.
Right. You know, the premise of this play, of course, Allison, is two totally opposite women. And I do mean two totally opposite. A sheltered, newly divorced Midwesterner and a mysterious New York vegan lesbian. I mean, come on. Who could write something better than that?
Well, exactly.
So, Allison, what did you think when you first read through this piece?
When I first read it, I fell in love with it. I thought it was fantastic. I mean, who doesn't want to play a vegan lesbian from New York? I am from New York. So it really, she's this mysterious character who you slowly find out about what she's been doing. And it's just, it's so much fun. And it's funny too. It's not funny. The humor is very different between Greta's character and my character, but it's so fun to play opposite, to play off each other in that stuff. But I immediately just loved the dynamic between these two characters and the fact that they're both over 50.
Okay, so Greta, but here's the thing, Allison. Greta, you newly divorced Midwestern means that you are ticked off every day, and you are ticked off to the point, don't talk to me, don't, you know, I'm not looking for a friend kind of girl. That's what I think as I read all of this, right? And then there's the New York vegan lesbian who is just probably happy as she wants to be, right? Is that true, Allison? Are you the happy one and Greta is the ticked off one?
I don't think that's the way
I think
it is.
It's sort of the opposite of that.
It's opposite, right?
The vegan lesbian from New York is trying to start all her life all over again. She's running away from her past, and she's trying to change her life. And so she just, although it's never specifically said in the play, all we know is that they've talked on the phone once.
Right, but both of you are rerouting your life, right?
Right. It was probably like a Craigslist kind of thing. And, and my character just went on Craigslist and said, okay, there's a place I can go, Iowa. What the heck? I'll go to Iowa.
Okay, so then, Greta, what are you hearing from people now that the piece is open?
Oh, such wonderful things. I mean, people have been, texting me, that have seen the show. Because I think if you don't know the piece, and most people don't know the piece, because it hasn't been around that long. So you kind of don't know what you're coming to see. I mean, when you say the roommate, it just seems okay. You don't know what you're coming to see. So whatever you think it is, it's not. It's just not.
Right. And you put this lesbian and you, the Midwestern, together, and y'all are in Iowa. Is that correct?
It is correct.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So what you think you're whatever your inkling is about when you come to see it, it's not that. So it takes so many wonderful little delicious turns, and and you're surprised, almost in every scene. It's just it's such a delicious little show to do, and I'm just so happy that that Prime Productions approached me about being a part of this, because I'm normally not cast in comedies. It's like, if you need somebody to cry and emote and really do something dramatic, let's call Greta. I think people for whatever reason think that I'm not funny, but this show
I'm
freaking funny.
You are freaking funny. There you go. The new thing to say now. I'm freaking funny.
I'm going to put that on the t-shirt. I'm freaking
There you go.
Funny.
I'll buy it. Okay, ladies, I am so sorry we're out of time, but I want to make sure people know about Prime Productions. It celebrates women in their second act and produces plays with substantial roles for women over 50. I am so excited that they exist. Now, for tickets, people just go to primeprods.org. Again, that's www.primeprods.org for more information and to get tickets. Is it sold out for the whole time? And when does it close?
It's not sold out yet, and since we just opened, but it closes on the 19th of June. So
That's a short run. I am so excited to see it. Get your tickets now, because of course this is happening at Mixed Blood Theater. That's right. I'm gonna try really hard. I promise.
Come through, sis.
Please.
Okay, honey.
Come on down.
Can't wait to meet you, Allison. Thank you both so much for joining us tonight, and I will mention the website again. Thank you again, you guys.
Thanks, Geraldine.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh, they're good friends now. Listen to that. They said it at the same time. All right, The Roommate unfolds, and it's doing really well. So get out there and check it out, you guys, at Mixed Blood Theater. Don't miss it. You got till the June 19th. We'll be back.
It is now 9:38 here at WCCO. You are listening to Center Stage. And our guest this time is Hairball. Have you heard about Hairball? It's a Bigfoot musical adventure written by Joseph Evans. And, of course, one of the performers is Marin Ward. Welcome to both of you. Thank you so much for joining us. Did I say Joseph correctly?
Oh, yeah. It's just Joseph. You can call me Joe. That's just fine as well.
There you go. Hey, Joe. And hello, Marin. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. Yeah. Thanks.
So tell us all about this particular musical adventure called Hairball. Go, Joe.
Well, it's a big, fun, crazy outdoor show. We did one last summer, which was a bit of a spoof on the Paul Bunyan legend. And it was very popular and fun, kind of for all ages show. And the theater was excited about it and wanted to try a different idea this summer and thought, why not tackle another Northwoods legend? And we cooked up a little story around Bigfoot and some crazy people running around on a resort island in the middle of the Canadian Pacific Northwest. And so we've got a three-piece band and a fun story and some pretty cool Bigfoot costumes going on. And that's the basics of it.
I was excited to read that there is stilt walking Bigfoots. I want to see that. And, of course, you have imaginative punk rock puppetry as well, which I'm really happy to hear. You don't hear about puppetry so much since COVID. Hairball, it says, will make for a perfect Minnesota summer night out. So tell us when this opens. And is it already open now? And I believe it goes from June 2nd to the 19th. Do I have that correct?
Yes,
yep,
that is correct. Go ahead, Marin.
Go ahead, Marin.
I was just going to say, we just had the last show of the first weekend tonight. So we've got four shows under our belt, and then I think we've got, seven more. So three next weekend and then four of the following, or five of the following weekend. So we got eight more.
I love the title of this as Hairball, a Bigfoot musical adventure. I immediately thought about my granddaughters, and I thought, oh, my five-year-old is going to love that. And then I kept reading, and I realized, really, the age begins at 10. Tell us why.
Oh, well, it's actually fine for all ages. I'm not sure why we had the 10. We kind of caught that this week, and we're like, well, that was a bit of a mistake.
Yeah, because I would definitely say that even younger than kids are actually really, really loving it. There's a young, and one of the characters is a young girl, and then yeah, with the puppetry and the whole story is really actually speaking to the young ones as well as the older ones.
Yeah,
maybe Joe could.
This is really exciting in the sense that this is at a museum. This is at the Bauckham Museum. Do I have that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yeah, this is on the top floor or the outdoor patio, or where is it?
Yeah, they've got a beautiful like green roof that actually overlooks the lake, and we've kind of set the play at a fancy resort on an island. And the premise is that it's happening on the grand lawn of this resort, which is, where the Bakken is, this beautiful mansion with a green roof that looks pretty much like the setting of the play. And so it's a really beautiful space to see the show in.
You know, I loved reading what some of the characters are like. And by the way, Marin, who do you play? Are you the Jerry?
I play a character. Yeah, Jerry Loudermilk is my character's name.
Joe, come on, really Joe. I love these titles, man. That's just so perfect. I think the first one on here talks about the conspiracy nut, Jerry Loudermilk, and I know some conspiracy folks. They'll be averse to what you're writing. But they convince the locals, or you convince the locals, that a supernatural forest beast called the Megapaw, is that correct? Megapaw?
Well, that's what Jerry has decided. It is. Yeah, it's called the Megapaw.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's hilarious to me. And then there's a detective, Winifred Highsmith, which is played by Abilene Olsen. Tell us about that role.
Well, she's a aspiring. Her and her mother are sort of high society, folks, and she doesn't want any of that life. She's really into Nancy Drew and the woods and nature, and her mom is sort of trying to get her to do, you know, finishing school manners classes and things like that. So she's sort of rebelling against her mother and wanting to solve the mystery of this megapaw that everybody's talking about. So she goes running off into the woods in search of it, and that kind of starts off the whole adventure where everybody realizes she's missing and they all want to head out into the woods to find her, and like all crazy, you know, shenanigans happen.
Of course,
as they do in a lot of plays.
So how would you label this particular piece? I mean, with the music and all, would you say that it is a comedy? Would you say it's a collection of many things? Tell me.
Well, it's definitely a comedy. It's a very ridiculous, unserious show. A musical comedy, I think, would be the genre it would be best placed in. It's been very nice seeing the audiences so far have really been laughing and having a great time.
And that's what we need to do,
spectacle of it.
So I'm grateful that you have done that, right?
Yeah, that was kind of a part of the idea. It's like, just create something that could spark some joy in the audience and have a fun summer night together.
Yeah. This is happening at the Bakken Museum, and the tickets are $15 to $30. And I appreciate that fee. You know, other theaters are doing something big. And, of course, this is OpenEyeTheater.org. They're doing this, a hairball, and they are doing great work. You've worked with them before, haven't you, Joe?
Yeah, I've done a number of shows with Open Eye, and the most recent ones have all been musicals, and it's been really fun. I've played music and composed music, but I'm primarily been a playwright for a while. Now I'm kind of doing both and making these musicals, and it's just been fun to see the response to these last couple of shows I've done. And the difference with musicals that you have people who will come back and see the show, like, somebody saw one of them like five times, and I was like, I don't even want to watch my own show five times. Why are you doing that?
Well, the playwright never wants to see it that many times, right?
Yeah, right. But people
have a real, congratulations, man. Congratulations that you have this opportunity again to put on a piece at the Bakken Museum. First of all, I think that is very clever. And to know that people are laughing and there's joy in the room just makes me smile as well. So thank you both for joining us tonight. I wish I had more time with you. But Maren Ward, thank you. And Joe Evans, I'm just going to call him Joe. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Sure appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Take care, you guys.
Good night.
Again, just go to Open Eye Theater. Again, that's Open Eye Theater with a T-R-E at the end .org/hairball. Yeah, we'll be back. Welcome back to Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. We believe you just need to know about it. And oh my goodness, Buffy Bleasy is joining us tonight. She is the founder of Rock What You Got, and she is involved in some of the Pride festivities. Of course, most of you know that on Saturday, June 25th, it will be the Pride Festival beginning, and then it ends on Sunday, June 26th. But there's so much more, even this coming week on June 9th. Hey, Buffy, how are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Thanks for having me again.
I knew you were fabulous. It's so great to have you back again. You know, this week's Pride Grand Marshal event is happening, and I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, so this Thursday at 7 o'clock, we're going to celebrate the Grand Marshals. These are the honorees that get to be in the parade, which hasn't happened for 2 years. And we have three amazing Grand Marshals, Gene Treader, the honoree, the father of Twin Cities Pride, Nick Sabko, who is the ASL interpreter for the governor, and Hildy Edwards, our youngest grand marshal, is a preteen activist fighting for rights and inclusion of trans youth. So it's going to be a really wonderful event. We're also going to have a band, R Factor, and Aaron Schwab, and Lori Dockin, and the Golden Girls. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous, fun 5 decades of pride.
My goodness. Are tickets still available?
They are. You can still get tickets. They are at tcpride.org. And there is a happy hour. You got to get those tickets tomorrow morning before 9. And you
can, before 9 o'clock? For happy hour tickets? Yeah. Oh, come on.
For the happy hour. you can go to the golden happy hour where we celebrate all things pride. But yeah, the tickets for the show, you can still get them, and they'll be available until the show opens at 7.
You know, the thing that we do really well here in the Twin Cities is the big Pride event. It has been big over the years, and I'm so grateful that it still continues today. You have been involved in this. Is this your second year involved? Rock, what you got involved
in
this?
It is. Yeah, when the pandemic hit and nobody knew what to do, we do live streaming and production of live events, and so we worked with Pride last year to put something on, and it was really fabulous, and we're doing it again this year. Accessibility is still very important. We'll have ASL interpreters, and we will live stream this for free on TC Pride's website.
So I know there's a happy hour. Is there any food available as well?
Yeah, the happy hour. If you get a happy hour ticket, you'll get some appetizers and a champagne toast and a swag bag. So there'll be some fun little entertainment bits before. Yeah, everybody wants something fun in their bag. Right?
I haven't had a swag bag in a long time, Buffy. Come on.
I understand that one of our sponsors, Nothing But Games, is going to put a little cake in there. So you'll have a lot of fun stuff.
Well, this is exciting.
We're really thrilled.
This happens on the 9th of this week, in fact, at 7 p.m. You do not want to miss this. This is at the Women's Club, correct?
It is at the Women's Club, and if you do get that early ticket tomorrow for happy hour, you also get priority parking, which, you know.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
It is now 9:38 here at WCCO. You are listening to Center Stage. And our guest this time is Hairball. Have you heard about Hairball? It's a Bigfoot musical adventure written by Joseph Evans. And of course, one of the performers is Marin Ward. Welcome to both of you. Thank you so much for joining us. Did I say Joseph correctly?
Oh, yeah, it's just Joseph. You can call me Joe. That's just fine as well.
There you go. Hey, Joe. And hello, Marin. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great.
Thanks.
So tell us all about this particular musical adventure called Hairball. Go, Joe.
Well, it's a big, fun, crazy outdoor show. We did one last summer, which was a bit of a spoof on the Paul Bunyan legend. And it was a very popular and fun kind of for all ages show. And the theater was excited about it and wanted to try a different idea this summer and thought, why not tackle another Northwoods legend? And we cooked up a little story around Bigfoot and some crazy people running around on a resort island in the middle of the Canadian Pacific Northwest. And so we've got a three-piece band and a fun story and some pretty cool Bigfoot costumes going on. And that's the basics of it.
I was excited to read that there is stilt walking Bigfoots. I want to see that. And, of course, you have imaginative punk rock puppetry as well, which I'm really happy to hear. You don't hear about puppetry so much since COVID. Hairball, it says, will make for a perfect Minnesota summer night out. So tell us when this opens. And is it already open now? And I believe it goes from June 2nd to the 19th. Do I have that correct?
Yes,
yep,
that is correct.
Go ahead, Maren. I was just going to say, we just had the last show of the first weekend tonight. So we've got four shows under our belt, and then I think we've got, seven more. So three next weekend and then four the following week, or five the following weekend. So we got eight more.
I love the title of this. It's Hairball, a Bigfoot musical adventure. I immediately thought about my granddaughters, and I thought, oh, my five-year-old is going to love that. And then I kept reading, and I realized, really, the age begins at 10. Tell us why.
Oh, well, it's actually fine for all ages. I'm not sure why we had the 10. We kind of caught that this week, and we're like, well, that was a bit of a mistake.
Yeah, because I would say, yeah, I would definitely say that even younger than kids are actually really, really loving it. There's a young, one of the characters is a young girl, and then, yeah, with the puppetry and the whole story is really actually speaking to the young ones as well as the older ones.
Yeah.
Maybe Joe could.
This is really exciting in the sense that this is at a museum. This is at the Bauckham Museum. Do I have that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yeah, this is on the top floor or the outdoor patio, or where is it?
Yeah, they've got a beautiful like green roof that actually overlooks the lake, and we've kind of set the play at a fancy resort on an island. And the premise is that it's happening on the grand lawn of this resort, which is, where the Bakken is, this beautiful mansion with a green roof that looks pretty much like the setting of the play. And so it's a really beautiful space to see the show in.
You know, I loved reading what some of the characters are like. And by the way, Maren, who do you play? Are you the Jerry?
I play a character. Yeah, Jerry Loudermilk is my character's name.
Joe, come on, really Joe. I love these titles, man. That's just so perfect. I think the first one on here talks about the conspiracy nut, Jerry Loudermilk, and I know some conspiracy folks. They'll be averse to what you're writing. But they convince the locals, or you convince the locals, that a supernatural forest beast called the Megapaw, is that correct? Megapaw?
Well, that's what Jerry has decided it is. Yeah, it's called the Megapaw. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's hilarious to me. And then there's a detective, Winifred Highsmith, which is played by Abilene Olsen. Tell us about that role.
Well, she's a aspiring. Her and her mother are sort of high society folks. And she doesn't want any of that life. She's really into Nancy Drew and the woods and nature. And her mom is sort of trying to get her to do, you know, finishing school manners classes and things like that. So she's sort of rebelling against her mother and wanting to solve the mystery of this megapod that everybody's talking about. So she goes running off into the woods in search of it. And that kind of starts off the whole adventure where everybody realizes she's missing and they all want to head out into the woods to find her. And like all crazy, you know, shenanigans happen.
Of course,
as they do in a lot of plays.
So how would you label this particular piece? I mean, with the music and all, would you say that it is a comedy? Would you say it's a collection of many things? Tell me.
Well, it's definitely a comedy. It's a very ridiculous, unserious show. A musical comedy, I think, would be the genre it would be best placed in. It's been very nice seeing the audiences so far have really been laughing and having a great time.
And that's what we need to do,
enjoying the spectacle of it.
Yeah, we need to laugh. That's... So I'm grateful that you have done that, right?
Yeah, that was kind of a part of the idea. It's like, just create something that could spark some joy in the audience and have a fun summer night together.
Yeah. This is happening at the Bakken Museum, and the tickets are $15 to $30. And I appreciate that fee. You know, other theaters are doing something big. And, of course, this is OpenEyeTheater.org. They're doing this, a hairball, and they are doing great work. You've worked with them before, haven't you, Joe?
Yeah, I've done a number of shows with Open Eye, and the most recent ones have all been musicals, and it's been really fun. I've played music and composed music, but I've primarily been a playwright for a while, and now I'm kind of doing both and making these musicals, and it's just been fun to see the response to these last couple of shows I've done. And the difference with musicals is that you have people who will come back and see the show, like, somebody saw one of them like five times, and I was like, I don't even want to watch my own show five times. Why are you doing that?
Well, the playwright never wants to see it that many times, right?
Yeah, right. But people
well, congratulations,
have a real, like,
man. Congratulations that you have this opportunity again to put on a piece at the Bakken Museum. First of all, I think that is very clever. And to know that people are laughing and there's joy in the room just makes me smile as well. So thank you both for joining us tonight. I wish I had more time with you. But Maren Ward, thank you. And Joe Evans, I'm just going to call him Joe. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Sure appreciate it. Take care, you guys.
Good night.
Again, just go to Open Eye Theater. Again, that's Open Eye Theater with a T-R-E at the end .org/hairball. Yeah, we'll be back. Welcome back to Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. We believe you just need to know about it. And oh my goodness, Buffy Bleasy is joining us tonight. She is the founder of Rock What You Got, and she is involved in some of the Pride festivities. Of course, most of you know that on Saturday, June 25th, it will be the Pride Festival beginning, and then it ends on Sunday, June 26th. But there's so much more, even this coming week on June 9th. Hey, Buffy, how are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Thanks for having me again.
I knew you were fabulous. It's so great to have you back again. You know, this week's Pride Grand Marshal event is happening, and I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, so this Thursday at 7 o'clock, we're going to celebrate the Grand Marshals. These are the honorees that get to be in the parade, which hasn't happened for 2 years. And we have three amazing Grand Marshals, Gene Treader, the honoree, the father of Twin Cities Pride, Nick Zabko, who is the ASL interpreter for the governor, and Hildy Edwards, our youngest Grand Marshal, is a preteen activist fighting for rights and inclusion of trans youth. So it's going to be a really wonderful event. We're also going to have a band, R Factor, and Aaron Schwab, and Lori Dokken, and the Golden Girls. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous, fun 5 decades of Pride.
My goodness. Are tickets still available?
They are. You can still get tickets. They are at tcpride.org.
And there is a happy hour. You got to get those tickets tomorrow morning before 9. And you
can, before 9 o'clock? For happy hour tickets? Yeah. Oh, come on.
For the happy hour. you can go to the golden happy hour where we celebrate all things Pride. But yeah, the tickets for the show, you can still get them, and they'll be available until the show opens at 7.
You know, the thing that we do really well here in the Twin Cities is the big Pride event. It has been big over the years, and I'm so grateful that it still continues today. You have been involved in this. Is this your second year involved? Rock, what you got involved
it
in
is.
This?
It is. Yeah, when the pandemic hit and nobody knew what to do, we do live streaming and production of live events, and so we worked with Pride last year to put something on, and it was really fabulous, and we're doing it again this year. Accessibility is still very important. We'll have ASL interpreters, and we will live stream this for free on TC Pride's website.
So I know there's a happy hour. Is there any food available as well?
Yeah, the happy hour. If you get a happy hour ticket, you'll get some appetizers and a champagne toast and a swag bag. So there'll be some fun little entertainment bits. Before, everybody wants something fun in their bag. Right?
I haven't had a swag bag in a long time, Buffy. Come on.
I understand that one of our sponsors, Nothing But Cakes, is going to put a little cake in there. So you'll have a lot of fun stuff.
Well, this is exciting.
I'm really thrilled.
This happens on the 9th of this week, in fact, at 7 p.m. You do not want to miss this. This is at the Women's Club, correct?
It is at the Women's Club. And if you do get that early ticket tomorrow for happy hour, you also get priority parking, which, having priority parking is always a good thing.
Especially over by Loring Park. You got that right.
That's right.
Let's just put it that way. Well, I am excited to see you there. I am going to go on and go online when I get done tonight and go ahead and get my tickets because, I got to be
there. You got to be there.
I just have to. I could be there last year, but I have to be there this year.
All the anthems are going to be there for 5 decades. This music is really going to get everybody out of their seats and dancing. And, we'll also have a little conversation on stage. We have a little fun special surprise in the works, too. So, you got to be there, tcpride.org.
tcpride.org. Hey, if your husband is coming, tell him you and I both are going to dance with him, okay?
Yeah.
He might as well know now. He might as well know now. It's always a pleasure having you on, Buffy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, just go to tcpride.org for more information.
Yes, it's the Grand Marshall event.
The Grand Marshall event. Take care. All right, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you so much for sticking and staying for this hour. And, of course, coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour. Unfortunately, Michael will not be joining us. However, Jonathan Lowe and I will definitely be on together. So stay tuned. Stay with us. We'll be back. Welcome back to Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. We believe you just need to know about it. And oh my goodness, Buffy Bleasy is joining us tonight. She is the founder of Rock What You Got, and she is involved in some of the Pride festivities. Of course, most of you know that on Saturday, June 25th, it will be the Pride Festival beginning, and then it ends on Sunday, June 26th. But there's so much more, even this coming week on June 9th. Hey, Buffy, how are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Thanks for having me again.
I knew you were fabulous. It's so great to have you back again. This week's Pride Grand Marshall event is happening, and I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, so this Thursday at 7 o'clock, we're going to celebrate the Grand Marshals. These are the honorees that get to be in the parade, which hasn't happened for 2 years. And we have three amazing Grand Marshals, Gene Treader, the honoree, the father of Twin Cities Pride, Nick Zabko, who is the ASL interpreter for the governor, and Hildy Edwards, our youngest Grand Marshal, is a preteen activist fighting for rights and inclusion of trans youth. So it's going to be a really wonderful event. We're also going to have a band, R Factor, and Aaron Schwab, and Lori Dockin, and the Golden Girls. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous, fun 5 decades of Pride.
My goodness. Are tickets still available?
They are. You can still get tickets. They are at tcpride.org. And there is a happy hour. You got to get those tickets tomorrow morning before 9. And you
can, before 9 o'clock? For happy hour tickets? Yeah. Oh, come on.
For the happy hour. you can go to the golden happy hour where we celebrate all things Pride. But yeah, the tickets for the show, you can still get them, and they'll be available until the show opens at 7.
You know, the thing that we do really well here in the Twin Cities is the big Pride event. It has been big over the years, and I'm so grateful that it still continues today. You have been involved in this. Is this your second year involved, Rock? What you got involved
in
this?
It is. Yeah, when the pandemic hit and nobody knew what to do, we do live streaming and production of live events, and so we worked with Pride last year to put something on, and it was really fabulous, and we're doing it again this year. Accessibility is still very important. We'll have ASL interpreters, and we will live stream this for free on TC Pride's website.
So I know there's a happy hour. Is there any food available as well?
Yeah, the happy hour. If you get a happy hour ticket, you'll get some appetizers and a champagne toast and a swag bag. So there'll be some fun little entertainment bits before. Yeah, everybody wants something fun in their bag. Right?
I haven't had a swag bag in a long time, Buffy. Come on.
I understand that one of our sponsors, Nothing But Games, is going to put a little cake in there. So you'll have a lot of fun stuff.
Well, this is exciting.
We're really thrilled.
This happens on the 9th of this week, in fact, at 7 p.m. You do not want to miss this. This is at the Women's Club, correct?
It is at the Women's Club, and if you do get that early ticket tomorrow for happy hour, you also get priority parking, which, you know, having priority parking is always a good thing.
Especially over by Loring Park. You got that right.
That's right.
Let's just put it that way. Well, I am excited to see you there. I am going to go on and go online when I get done tonight and go ahead and get my tickets because, you know, I got to be
there. You got to be there.
I could be there last year, but I have to be there this year.
You know, all the anthems are going to be there for 5 decades. This music is really going to get everybody out of their seats and dancing. And, you know, we'll also have a little conversation on stage. We have a little fun special surprise in the works, too. So, yeah, you got to be there, tcpride.org.
TCPride.org. Hey, if your husband is coming, tell him you and I both are going to dance with him, okay?
Yeah.
He might as well know now. He might as well know now. It's always a pleasure having you on, Buffy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, just go to tcpride.org for more information.
The Grand Marshall event.
Take care. All right, everyone. Bye. Thank you so much for sticking and staying for this hour. And, of course, coming up next is the Mom and Michael Hour. Unfortunately, Michael will not be joining us. However, Jonathan Lowe and I will definitely be on together. So stay tuned. Stay with us. We'll be back.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.